Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It is September 17th, 2016. If you're in Hawaii, you probably think I've gone absolutely crazy. It's actually a welcome to people listening around the world at RadioGolfClub.com. It's a gorgeous day to get out to play. And before you go to the course, you should stop by the Liha Bakery and bring the new Poi Mochi Donut to the course. They're super ono. And, you know, you feel like you're eating something a little bit good for you and a little bit naughty. It is Patriot Golf Month in Hawaii, and it's continuing today. This month, there are par three contests at 22 golf courses around the state. First held at Poipu Bay, their par three contest on the seventh hole with Director of Golf Craig Sasada manning all day, raising money for Folds of Honor. Today, head professional Suti Kittikorn, he mans the par three contest, and we'll talk soon with Suti. Shane Bacon, Fox Sports, is going to join us, commentator and writer. Tim Liddy, golf course designer, co-designed the Chatham Hills Golf Course with Pete Dye. That opens on September 29th with a ceremonial tee shot on that event that's going to open up Chatham Hills. It took about 5 years, 100 hours on the course. That's a lot of time to be spent on the golf course for the designer, and Tim Liddy will tell us all about it. But first, let's thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Poipu Bay Golf Course. 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for 10 years. It's an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. The Signature Steak and Seafood Restaurant. Beautiful, juicy steak. Excellent seared futukake ahi. Excellent wine selection by the bottle or the glass. Signature Steak and Seafood Restaurant with a beautiful view from the 36th floor of the Ala Moana Hotel. Valet parking. And Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. By Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, 2-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 Coach, and Aim Point Certified Golf Channel Lead Coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Liliha Bakery, Danielle's favorite. Always perfect. Breakfast, lunch, and or dinner is Liliha Bakery. At the counter or at a table, feel at home with friends. Great food and the delight from the bakery to take home. Like old times at Liliha Bakery. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business. Raynor Doors. And Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or townhouse, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing.
Welcome to the show. It's Shane Bacon, Fox Sports golf writer, commentator, or as Shane puts it, writing and talking for Fox Sports. Welcome, Shane.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's been about 10 months since we've had a chance to chat, and so much has happened in the past 10 months. All of a sudden, DJ Johnson is at the top and possibly player of the year. And will Bubba Watson make the Ryder Cup team? All these questions and more we will answer in the next 15 minutes or so. First off, Shane, let's talk about the Tour Championship and how it's shaping up and the people who just made it or didn't make it, and yet they made the Ryder Cup team. Were you surprised when Ricky Fowler, who did not make it into the top 30 to be in the Tour Championship next week, was picked as a Ryder Cup member?
I look at it two ways. I mean, I'm surprised, you know, when you think about Ricky's year and not getting a win on the PGA Tour and, you know, having a string of missed cuts in the middle of the, you know, the season, including the U.S. Open, where he really struggled. But, you know, when you look at Ricky Fowler as a draw and as a person of interest for the team, and, you know, I mean, this is a show. I mean, it's just as much of something they're trying to get eyeballs on as they are, you know, trying to go out there and dominate. And I mean, you know, Ricky's a great solid player who maybe hasn't had his best year, but, you know, probably, you know, maybe I'd say deserves to be on these teams. But I will say, I mean, I think if you look at resume compared to resume, and you look at what Bubba Watson's done this year compared to what Ricky Fowler is, I mean, I think Bubba got overlooked. And I mean, I think, say what you want about his personality or, you know, the way he plays in these things or the way he's played in the singles matches, which I know he's really struggled in. You know, you're looking at a guy that has a win this year, that played consistently solid golf early in the season. And while he hasn't been as sharp as he was earlier in the year at this point, you know, he's still finishing, you know, tied for 30th and tied for 35th. It's not like he's missing cuts and shooting big numbers. And I would be really shocked if Bubba didn't get that last captain's pick.
That's the question. Okay, I've read so much about attitude. I think Shane Ryan wrote a very long piece about his ineptness as a team member, about his distracting personality, not that he's distracting, or maybe he is distracting because he lets moods take over him and he's not necessarily up for this team focus. And yet he went to the Olympics and showed everybody that he was a U.S., even though we weren't a team competition, he was going to be Team USA all the way. So what is your take on Bubba Watson and all this question about whether or not he's popular among the guys who will be on the Ryder Cup?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, this is a guy that has been polarizing for years, you know, in the sense of a personality. I mean, you know, he came on the scene, he hit the ball a long way, he was named Bubba. Everybody kind of fell in love with this kind of anomaly, really, when you talk about the PGA Tour players. He's got a goofy swing, never had a lesson, you know, a lot of different quirky things. He'd come out with those funny videos, and it's almost seemed that, like, the last 4 or 5 years that the public's turned a little on Bubba because of some of the stuff he does on the golf course and some of the stuff he does with his caddy and some of the things he does, like not doing the long drive contest at the PGA Championship, the way he acted like when he went to France. But I mean, to me, that stuff should be pushed aside when you look at Bubba as a golfer. And I think that's the thing we're missing. You know, Steve Flesh made a great point to me. We were talking about the Ryder Cup and he said, you know, you look at, everybody looks at records. They look at these players' records, Jim Furyk or Phil Mickelson or even Tiger, and they go, man, they've got a bad record. And you go, yeah, we've lost, what, 8 of the last 9 Ryder Cups. Of course they have bad records. I mean, we're losing all the time. You know, I mean, you know, when you're getting beat 18.5 to 9.5, these players aren't going to have good records. It's just an impossibility. So, you know, I look at Bubba as a player that, again, take the name away. He probably should have already been selected on this team. And, you know, when you look at some of these players, J.B. Holmes, Ricky Fowler, I mean, these are Jimmy Walker. I mean, these are guys that Bubba could be paired up with, that he gets along with, that he would consider friends. And I mean, you know, you don't have to be the most liked guy to be successful in situations. I mean, I had Paul Azinger on my podcast this week, and it's going to come up sometime today on iTunes and such. But, you know, what he said is, you know, it wasn't a 12-person team when he won it in 08. He said, you know, it was a 4-person team. They had little pods, and those players had to like each other. They didn't even have to interact with the other people on the team, because they'd never play with them. They never were a part of that group. You know, there was this pod and this pod and this pod and this pod, and that was it. And I almost feel like Davis Love is trying to do that to an extent. And, you know, if you throw Ricky Fowler in one with J.B. Holmes and Bubba in there, Bubba would feel comfortable because he'd consider those guys friends. So I don't really buy into the whole he's a problem in the team room and such. I mean, his personality is up and down at times. But, again, we're looking at guys that can play golf, make putts, make birdies. He hits it a long way. That would play into Hazeltine. I just feel like Bubba's getting a little bit of the short end of the stick here, just simply because of maybe the way he's perceived by people kind of around the team.
Okay. Now, there was also talk, and I think Phil Mickelson may have started it, that actually Davis Love III had already decided on the captain's picks weeks ago, that there was no drama in his mind. He knew he was going to pick. What do you think about that little rumor?
Yeah, I mean, I read that story and saw the quotes. And, I mean, you know, to me, that kind of eliminates this whole captain's pick going on. Like, I mean, we remember when Billy Horschel a couple of years ago kind of didn't get picked, and he played great golf in the playoffs, and he was really hot. You know, I mean, going back to Azinger, I mean, he said the best he ever played in a Ryder Cup was his first Ryder Cup he ever played. He said just because he went out and played golf, there was, you know, the pressure didn't get over the kind of the surprise of being there. And I do think sometimes the experience factor isn't necessarily an important part of this. I think that the captains tend to pick the safe picks. And if you look at the picks they went with this time, they're all very, very safe picks. And if you already have your mind made up and Daniel Berger goes out next week and wins the tour championship, then what are you going to do? Because if you already told the team, I've got my 12th guy already picked, and Justin Thomas or Daniel Berger or somebody right on the outside looking in wins the final event of the season against third players that played the best all year, I feel like you have to go recalculate, and then maybe you go with somebody else, and now the team's going, wait, I thought we already had the team made up. It just doesn't make a ton of sense to me, but frankly, there's a lot of stuff with the Ryder Cup that doesn't make a ton of sense to me when it comes to Team USA, because you know we just continue to try to recreate the wheel, and I feel like there was a kind of a blueprint in 2008 on how to have this thing done successfully, and for whatever reason, the captains following that Azinger team just didn't really follow it.
I was wondering if Azinger has any kind of thought on why they don't go with the pod system that works so well.
Well, I mean, the way he kind of explained it to me, and if you want to listen to the whole thing, the podcast is called The Clubhouse, and you can get it on iTunes and all that stuff. But, you know, what he made it seem like to me was a lot of the captains after 08 just didn't really contact him. He said Davis Love was one of the few that really kind of picked his brain on the way he went about his system. He said Davis read the book, his book that he wrote, and, you know, he picked his brain. But he said a couple of the other captains, you know, didn't really reach out, and they just kind of wanted to do it their own way. And I mean, when you look at the Europeans, I mean, these are pods in a sense anyway, simply because of nationality. I mean, you've got players from England that have grown up playing junior golf together and know each other. And maybe you've got a couple of players from Sweden, or you've got a couple of guys from Germany or Spain. And I mean, those guys are going to mesh well together because they've known each other since they were kids. You know, I mean, if not growing up the same age, you know, maybe it's an idol you looked up to that maybe, you know, you met when you were in junior golf and he was already a professional and he took you under his wing. I mean, that's why, to me, they have such great camaraderie when they play in this thing. And, I mean, you know, if you're comfortable with your partner and your team and the situation you're in, you're going to play better golf. I mean, that's a very easy thing to think about, you know?
You know what's crazy about the whole thing? They're on the Ryder Cup team. To heck with whether they're comfortable with each other. Let's just play as a team. You've made it. Let's be happy, people. I mean, sometimes I feel like we're really spoiled. And at this level that they're playing at, the dollar that they're playing at, you know, just put it away. Put it away. All of that stuff about personalities.
Yeah, you would think. I mean, I think we've seen some personality clashes in the past, especially on the American teams. And, you know, I think that we've, you know, the Americans really need to win this Ryder Cup, or it's going to start to feel a little bit like the President's Cup. And no knock to the President's Cup, but, you know, every couple of years, it seems like the President's Cup's here and the Americans win by 7 or 8 points. And, you know, you go about your business. And I'd hate for the Ryder Cup to start feeling like that. But I feel like if the Americans don't kind of buckle down and win this one, especially on home soil, it's sure going to feel like every couple of years is, you know, you roll out an American and the Europeans wipe the floor with them.
A long time ago, a bunch of rock and roll stars got together and they made something called We Are the World to raise money for hunger. And the sign said, leave your ego at the door. And that's all there is to it. You're on the Ryder Cup team. You have a chance to win for USA, like each other. Okay, who would you pick, Shane? Daniel Berger, Ryan Moore, Justin Thomas, if it was your choice. And I call it the Billy Horschel pick because Billy Horschel was on, and he didn't get to go to the Ryder Cup. It was like he won the Tour Championship, he won the FedEx Cup, and he's not at the Ryder Cup. So, who would you take?
Well, after my entire long speech about Bubba, I would probably take Ryan Moore. I just think, you know, this is a guy that you know, he hasn't lived up to maybe what we thought he was going to be as an amateur, but he still has 5 PGA Tour wins, including the John Deere, you know, just about a month and a half ago. I mean, he's played great golf over the last, I don't know, 7 weeks. And you know, he's a guy that's got, I think he's got 3 top tens in his last 5 starts. And again, we're riding a hot player. That's kind of, to me, what makes the most sense. If a guy comes in confident in his golf game and confident in the fact that Davis Love would pick him, a rookie at that, you know, at that juncture,
yeah,
you know, it would really do a lot for somebody like Ryan Moore. And I think Ryan Moore has the talent to go out there and go, you know, 2-1 or 3-1-1 or something like that. I mean, I think he's the type of player that other players would really get behind. And I think his personality meshes really well with a lot of these players. I mean, he's not over the top. He's a chill guy. I think you look at this team and you see a lot of those types of personalities. I mean, you got Dustin, you know, you got Brooks Koepka, you got Ricky Fowler. I mean, you know, you got Jimmy Walker. These are guys that are kind of a relaxed team, maybe a silent kind of assassin. And I feel like Ryan Moore almost fits that mold to an extent.
Excellent. Shane Bacon, host of The Clubhouse. And when did you start it?
You know, we've been doing it for about 8.5 months now, and rolls out once a week, and had Zinger on yesterday. Second time I've had him on, and you know, when Paul Azinger talks Ryder Cup, it's just the best. I mean, he's got stories, he's got theories, you know, and he really went about it, you know, scientifically with the way he did it and picked his teams and just kind of let those guys, you know, go play golf. I think to your point when you said leave the egos at home, I think sometimes it's leave this whole idea of the team at home and just go play golf, because at the end of the day, I mean, it's who makes the most birdies and makes the most putts is who's going to win those matches.
Awesome. And this is Shane Bacon, also Fox Sports, of course. You see him on television when their USGA chose Fox Sports to broadcast all of their events, including, of course, the U.S. Open, the U.S. Women's Open. Looking forward to talking to you again soon, Shane. Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, no problem. Anytime.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Tim Liddy, golf course designer, co-designed Chatham Hills Golf Course with Pete Dye, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Take the red carpet elevator 36 stories straight to the sky to the signature prime steak and seafood atop the Ala Moana Hotel. Tama'aina specials nightly, like three-course meal with salad, entree of miso butterfish or 16-ounce prime ribeye, truffle mashed potatoes, and dessert, all for only $56.95. Live pianist and happy hour nightly with bar food discounts to half off. And there are three rooms for private parties for 8 to 45 guests. For reservations, call 949-3636. The signature prime steak and seafood.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone. 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone. Only the best. As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends.
When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Tim Liddy, Tim Liddy Associates, golf course designer, understudy for Pete Dye, and timliddy.com. is where you'll go for some beautiful shots of some of the courses that he's worked on, including the Duke's St. Andrews, Scotland. It looks like a really nice course. He's done solo or project architect work with Pete Dye throughout Indiana, Michigan, the Southeastern, the Trophy Club, Big Fish, Winterbury Hills, working in Brazil and Israel. And I think that's fascinating because Brazil and Israel have maybe the fewest golf courses of any countries I can think of. For a while there, Brazil had one. Israel has one. It's a beautiful course, I understand. We'll have to talk with Tim Liddy about it. He's also done academies for the likes of Gary Gilchrist, among many, many others. So 5 years and over 100 hours on the golf course, Chatham Hills opens on September 29th with a ceremonial tee shot at the grand opening event, and I'm sure Tim Liddy will be there. Welcome to the show, Tim.
Wow, what a great introduction. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
I need to hire you. That's great.
Yes.
Yes, but Chatham Hills opens later this month. At Alex Dyer, going to hit the first tee shot, and it should be a fun day.
You know, when you
on a great golf course.
A great golf course. I've seen pictures only, of course. I haven't visited, but you've made some interesting discoveries in clearing it. And I was just thinking that, you know, when I was looking back at Pete Dye, 1962, he designed his first course.
Uh-huh.
54 years, 179 courses, and, of course, a PGA Lifetime Award later. This masterpiece on land that was built, or purchased, rather, in 1835, part of the Northwest Territory. You know, that takes me back to wagon trains and,
right.
You know, people.
Indians.
Yes.
Indians.
Cowboys,
sure,
and
yeah.
Indians and westward ho and all that. And I'm, where was this piece of property since 1835? Who owned it?
Well, I think it was owned by, you know, the first settlers in Indiana, and then gradually became farm ground, agricultural ground. But it's a very unique property. Indiana is a very flat area in the Midwest. The glaciers came and flattened it. But every once in a while, you get where a glacier would stop and deposit a lot of water and erode a lot of land. And it gave this particular piece of ground over 100 and probably 110 change of elevation, 110 feet of elevation change, which in Indiana, that's very flat, is very unusual and significant and very beautiful, as you can imagine, hitting a tee shot down almost 100 feet. So very unique.
With beautiful views. The vistas are gorgeous. When you said the glaciers came through and deposited things, did you find any dinosaur bones and things like that?
Well, Indian arrowheads are very common to find in this area, and sure, we found a few of those. But not as cool as finding coins in Israel, I must say, which we found as well.
Wow!
So, yeah. So anytime you dig in the dirt, you'll usually find something.
Yeah. Now, also, you cleared a piece of property. I started talking about the clearing of this and some of the finds. And the one I was thinking of in particular was this fabulous tree stump that looks
right.
Looks like
isn't that awesome?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. What have you had an arborist examine how long it'll be able to stand as a stump?
No, and that's a great question because we obviously want to preserve it, but. That's a very unique find and kind of tells us that a golf course was meant to be there, I think.
I think so too. So, when you got together, as in studies, you heard many of the greatest architects when you were studying golf course architecture. And then I read this great piece that you wrote about the 10 things I learned from Pete Dye. And I think when I read that, I thought to myself, now that really tells us a little bit about how to play a course and how to look at a golf course as a golfer needs to look at a course when deciding how or what shot to hit. You know, how do I attack this hole in particular? One of the things that I found fascinating was you start from the green and work out, which I never really thought about. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. You know, one of my favorite memories of watching Augusta is standing on the 18th tee. I don't know if it was Friday or Saturday, and Raymond Floyd walked up. He turned to his caddy on the 18th tee and said, "Where is the flag?" That was his first question walking on the tee. So all great golfers want to know where that pin is, and you work your way back from that hole location back to the tee. So that was a great lesson and something that golf course architects think about quite a bit.
So you start with the green and then work your way creating the hole around the green where you think the green on that particular piece of the property should be.
Exactly. So let's say that you can make a green so that it's more receptive from the left side of the fairway than the right side of the fairway. So if it's more receptive on the left side of the fairway, you know, the best approach to get to that hole location, then you want to usually guard that hole location, guard that area in the fairway so that a good player kind of has to attack that bunker to get that good angle into the green.
Right.
And that's called strategic design.
Strategic design. I love it.
Yeah. And so, and in today's world, it's better to have as much width as you can in a fairway, but just guard that left side angle for the good player who will have to play to the edge of the fairway, while the average player has plenty of width to play golf.
So that's one of the lessons, the 10 things I learned from Pete Dye, that you must help the average golfer, but challenge the great ones or the good ones.
That's correct. And make it, you know, make them think, because that's part of the game. You want to make people think about how to play the golf ball.
And that's really great.
And, you know,
go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No.
Well,
no.
It's working with Pete Dye over the last 2.5 decades. You know, he's done it for 50 years. But, you know, to witness history, to me, it's history for someone to have developed an art form of any kind with a new vocabulary. You know, he brought modern architecture, golf architecture to golf with his straight lines and waste bunkers, small greens. And to see that develop over the last 2 decades has been, as you can imagine, a fascinating for me to watch.
Oh, yeah. So, one of the great golf courses in Hawaii on Oahu is Royal Hawaiian Country Club. It was built,
okay,
and it was called Luana Hills. It is a Pete Dye course. And
Oh, yeah.
But it's I think, only the only one, the only Pete Dye course in Hawaii. It is so challenging that I was there with golf writers who pride themselves. You know, they're travel writers. They write about the golf courses they go to. And when everybody thinks of resort courses in Hawaii. But when he went to the Royal Hawaiian Country Club, which was called Luana Hills, and he goes confused about that, but it's been renamed. So he goes there and he's, I don't understand. This looks like a straightforward course. I mean, why is it so hard for me to hit my drive to where I want to go? But there are things in it. And when you said one of the things that you learned from Pete Dye is creating drama and sharp edges. Hiding a part of the fairway or the green, emphasizing the target with a contrasting element like a steep slope while everything mm-hmm. around it is soft. I mean,
yeah.
I thought about that when I look at Royal Hawaiian Country Club. There are, you know, there's a softness to looking at all the foliage alone. But then, and then mm-hmm. there's this huge steep drop off, a ravine that goes down that you've got to carry. And it makes your eye confused about the distances.
And it also
made me think about sawgrass, where you've got the wood planks that border the island green. They're kind of edgy, and you've got the softness of the green and the water that's, you know, all very tranquil and calming. And then there's this wood that just sits there staring at you.
I'm listening to you. I'm sorry. I'd love to add to me that, you know, the Players Club golf course, there's so many great pieces to that, how he kind of layered everything with the wood planks. You've got a layer, you've got a plane of water and then a plane of a waste bunker and then a plane of the fairway and a plane of the green. I don't want to get too abstract, but those are all horizontal planes that really begin to play with your eye and distance, foreshortening, and it's genius. It's genius that he did that on a wetland swamp in Florida.
Yes. So now, as an architect, you have to tell us poor lowly golfers how to overcome all of those sight planes that drive us crazy.
Oh, just enjoy it and have fun and know that we're just trying to, you know, make it more fun. We're trying hard to show you where to go and where not to go. And you always want a little drama, as my article mentioned. That makes it fun, you know. strategic golf is you take a risk, you get a reward. Well, you're gonna win that game every once in a while. You're gonna have a bad day the other day. So that's part of golf.
Yeah. That perfectly said, and just have fun and know your yardages. that might help, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
And one of the other points that I wanted to bring up is the course must be practical so a superintendent can maintain it.
Right. That's one of the lessons that I've learned from Mr. Dye, and that's kind of where he, I think, developed his design aesthetic, how he got a new aesthetic. And that a lot of the sand in all his bunkers are flat, which makes it easy to maintain. And there's a lot of straightness, a lot of straight lines that juxtapose against the natural flowing surround. And that's just a very functional way of building and maintaining a golf course. So superintendents love to maintain a Dye golf course.
This is Tim Liddy, Tim Liddy Associates, golf course designer, understudy of Pete Dye, and he was working. How many hours did you put in on the golf course at Chatham Hills?
Well, number one, it's not work, as you can imagine. It's having a lot of fun. And a project like Chatham Hills takes many years to develop. So it can take 3, sometimes 4 years. I'm sure Mr. Henke, the developer, spent maybe 7 or 8 years assembling the property, 800 acres. So it takes, you know, there's permitting involved. So everything takes a while.
And this is a private or membership course where you can buy around the property so you can live close by?
Yes, it's a residential community, but over half the golf course is in a floodplain. So it's not on, you know, directly on housing. So the golf experience is very high quality. Probably one of the most beautiful golf courses in Indiana, I would think.
I saw that when I looked at the website, ChathamHills.com, I think it is, and you can see the map and how the houses are built. So the golf course actually half of the hills are or the houses are on the left side and kind of just hugging it just a little bit, and then the rest is just a golf course. So you feel like you're out there, and that's the most beautiful part about being on the golf course. You're not around buildings. You're away from society, from all the things that you want to escape from, and that's beautiful. Let me take you quick to Israel.
Okay.
Did you work on the Caesarea?
I did. Spent a couple of years going back and forth and had a great experience. And I was fortunate because it was kind of when things were bad here in 2008 when the mortgage crisis came about. There wasn't much work in America. So this job came about in Israel, perfect timing, and spent, you know, again, a lot of time over there, met a lot of great people, got a chance to see the country, didn't get shot or anything. So it's all good.
It's all, yes. What did you do? It's a fairly flat course, but I understand that it's a lot of fun to play.
It's about, I'd say it's a mile from the coastline, so it's all sand. There is a residential community that surrounds the perimeter of the entire golf course, and then the golf course is in a bit of a valley, very reminiscent of how Riviera sits with the homes around the outer upper prim perimeter. The most difficult part would be, it's the only 18-hole golf course in Israel, finding people that could do what, you know, you want to do, finding the equipment even to build a golf course.
Wow.
But, you know, you work through all of that, and that's part of the fun is to find that, to find those people that can help you do that.
And then Brazil, as I mentioned at the Open, we're talking with Tim Liddy, golf course designer, Tim Liddy Associates, and you were working in Brazil, and that, as I said at the Open, is like another one of those countries where we've got one golf course in Israel, hardly more than one in Brazil before the Olympics. What were you doing in Brazil?
Well, it was a potential project when times were good in Brazil, and unfortunately, the economy has gotten the best of that project. So
yes.
It's probably not going to happen.
Yes.
Unlike Chatham Hills, it It might resurface one day, but again, luckily the thing's in America, and Chatham Hills has kept me busy.
And Chatham Hills is awesome. It's beautiful. I want you to go to timliddy.com, and you can see some of the photos. It's beautiful what they've created at Chatham Hills, or just go to chathamhills.com. Pete Dye was the architect, but you were his co-architect. How does that work?
I would say that I was more of a project architect. Mr. Dye might have four or five projects going on, and I would be running this one, and getting things ready for him to review. And that's kind of what makes Chatham so special to me is, although he's still very active, he's 90 years old, still a hard time to keep up with him, but obviously this is going to be more towards the end of his career. And like I said, it's great to have witnessed the history of how his design vocabulary has changed over the past 2.5 decades that I've worked with him. And to me, this is a great, this is him at the arc of his career, I think, at least one of many, but it represents, I think, a great aesthetic where he's come from 50 years ago.
Does Alice Dye, his wife, who's been so much involved in his design work and, as I believe, is also a designer of a golf course, does she still participate?
Absolutely. And she's toured the golf course a few times, and that's always a lot of fun to get her opinion. And there's one person that Mr. Dye listens to, and you can imagine who that is.
Yes, at home and at work.
That's right.
When we talk about Mr. Pete Dye's legacy, how would you sum up his legacy?
Well, I put him in the same category as a Frank Lloyd Wright or in architecture to me, or a Picasso in art. He developed a brand new path for golf course architecture, father of modern golf design. There's so much bad modern golf design. But he did, he was the father of the good modern golf design, just the great, all new thinking how to approach golf. And he'll be remembered for that, I think, forever.
And so for the people who say Pete Dye courses are so hard, what do you say?
I say hogwash. they're playing from the wrong tee. All Mr. Dye's golf courses, you can bump it onto the green. You can play it with a putter if you had to. So if you go play Whistling Straits in Kohler, Wisconsin, or you play Chatham Hills, or you play Crooked Stick, the average person can play golf around those golf courses. There's no forced carries except for our few par threes. So that's the beauty of a Pete Dye golf course. Sure, they look terrifying, but again, you can navigate your way around and have a lot of fun.
That is awesome. Now, okay, I have to let you go. I know everybody's going, hey, he's got to be at a football game. He's a lineman. What are you doing? What is a lineman at a football game? See, in Hawaii, a lineman is a guy who ties up the mats and ships when they come in, or any ship, right? What is
Danielle, I can tell you're all about golf. I'm on the chain gang. I help with the chain. So.
I love the chain. We watch you guys run out on the field and get your chains set up.
Oh, it's so much fun. It's so much fun. And you know why all these chain gang guys are old?
Why?
Because it's so much fun. No one ever gives it up. It's so much fun to be down there on the sideline. So anyway.
I can only imagine. I better let you go because I think the game is starting any minute now. Thanks so
Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you, Tim Liddy. A real pleasure talking with you.
Anytime. Take care.
Aloha. Bye-bye. We're going to come back, and we're going to go to the Evian Championship. Talk about a golf course. Talk about a workout. It's up and down and hardly an even lie. We're going to talk with Claude Brousseau coming up. He's calling in from France. Levine Mayer of Global Golf Post, she's over at Evian. So we're covering the course, but we're covering first the championship. And boy, the scores, they are going low. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Liliha Bakery is Hawaii's best. It's the home of Cocoa Puffs. Get breakfast, lunch, or dinner at both great locations, and breakfast is always available all day. After all, it's a Liliha Bakery tradition. Award-winning hotcakes, omelets beyond compare, and everyone's favorite melt-in-your-mouth butter rolls. Ooh. And at Nimitz, don't forget hearty, fall-off-the-bone tasty oxtail soup and prime rib, too. Bring the whole gang. Get reservations for 20 or more every day. There's ample parking in the entire lot. The holidays are here. Pick up those holiday treats. Come on, get to a Liliha Bakery now.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii, 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Okay, I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to, oh, not if you're driving, of course, keep your eyes open, but just in your mind's eye, kind of think of the Alps, all right? The lower slopes of the Alps. Don't think of snow. Just think of a hilly mountainside and a chalet or so, and then a very old city that it's really a village town, but it's not a town because everything is beautifully done. It was, I think, 1895 that Evian-le-Bain was actually built. It was built to sell water and to create a spa town for the very, very, very rich to go to and enjoy the waters and the healing. And now imagine along the shores of those beautiful mountains, those slopes of the Alps coming down to Lac Leman, which is Lake Geneva, okay? So you have these green hillsides, these beautiful homes, and then the beautiful water. And that's where, right now, you know, Louine Mayer, Global Golf Post, European correspondent, that's where she is. Welcome to the show, Louine.
Thank you so much. That's a pretty good picture you've painted. I can't deny it. It's absolutely lovely.
I, you know, and I was expecting torrential downpours. Wasn't the weather forecast supposed to be for rain?
Yes, but this is where it gets, you know, what we love, you know, what we like in Britain. We usually get a lousy forecast back home, and then it's a fine day, and my God, you enjoy it.
Yes.
That's how it's been this week, you know. We've been told we're getting rain, and then we don't have much rain, and so it's absolutely, it makes it doubly good, you know, to be enjoying fine conditions, and, you know, it's just being, it's playing on, and everything's up to date. It's wonderful.
Yes, the girls are in jackets. They're definitely sweater weather, and the ball's not rolling much. This is, so it has it been raining overnight?
It has. I think they've had a couple of inches over, you know, they were saying it's quite a lot of rain, but it hasn't struck when it matters. I was speaking to the tournament, Heather Donofrio, and she was saying that, you know, she's got her fingers crossed. She can't believe they've been so lucky so far. But it is, as you say, the ball is running an awful lot, and it's hard work. I mean, Shanshan Feng, you know, she's a delightful girl. She's lying third, and she doesn't pretend to be some slim mountain goat. And she's really finding it tough up and down these slopes.
That is such, well, she doesn't think of herself as a slim. You know, she is so down to earth. Here's a young lady, in case you are just joining, you know, the weekend. You've been working all week, and you're like, what happened? Shanshan Feng is from China. She's the only Chinese national who is on the LPGA Tour, LET Tour. They're all playing this weekend. This is the final major, LPGA final major. It's the Evian Championship. And boy, do they take care of the ladies, everybody, the media, everybody is treated like stars at the Evian Championship. But when Shanshan was over in China recently, didn't she greet the president in the most wonderful way? Boy, you're handsome.
That's right. Well, she said that those who'd won a medal, and of course she'd won a bronze, and Invy had won the gold, but she'd won the bronze for China, a golf. And she said there were a lot of medalists lined up, but she was in the front, you know, she was in the very front row, and she noticed one athlete after another just shook hands silently with the president and was too scared to say anything. But she suddenly found that she wasn't. And the thing that came into her mouth was, "Mr. President, you're so good looking," or something like that. And I asked her after, I said, you know, what was it about him, Shanshan? You know, was it his eyes? You know, was it his hair? What was it? And she said, you know, I can't pinpoint what it was or what it is, but he's obviously a leader. You know, he's really got something. So there you are.
Yes, yes, charisma. Charisma makes you attractive. Appealing. You know, I almost feel like I'm looking at a KLPGA event, because the leaderboard, we've got, oh, I don't know, five of the top players, top seven.
Five Koreans in the top 10.
Is that not marvelous? In Ji Chun, is she breaking scoring records? She's 19 under.
But yes, I mean, she's set to break a scoring record, but, you know, you really don't know what's going to happen. If the wind gets up tomorrow and it's really tough, she might be very happy with a level par round. You just don't know what's going to happen, you know, in this sort of mountain area. But
yes,
she's 19 under par, and the record, you know, if she can get to 20, then she's breaking the record. So that would be brilliant.
Wow. She shot a 63, a 66, a 65. Such consistency. Sung Hyung Park, 15 under, 63, 68, 67. Now, Park is a very slender person. She seemed very compact, very powerful.
Well, this is Shanshan played with her on Thursday and Friday. And to be honest, Shanshan was pretty irritated with her because, you know, she's, you know, sort of build like a forearm. She's very slim, this girl.
Yes.
And Shanshan was furious that she was rather big and couldn't hit the ball past her.
Now, you know, see, what does that tell you, everybody? Just because, you know, you're 5'2" doesn't mean you can't, you know, nail that ball. How tall is Sung Hyung Park? Guess
it. She probably looked taller because she is so slim.
Hmm.
Or, as Shanshan said, and she didn't mean it rudely, she said skinny, because she was just sort of meaning, you know, as opposed to how she is.
Right,
and she's probably about 5'10", I would say.
Oh.
Pencil slim, and really, she's a fascinating girl, because you look at her, and the only thing she doesn't have in her locker is a smile. She hardly smiles. She looks, you're not getting any change of expression at all. And she's got this, and you're not getting any change in the rhythm. I mean, she's just a wonderful golfer. And I think she just thinks about nothing but golf at the moment. But if she turns her attention to fashion, and if she's done, she could end up at absolute beauty, you know, without knowing it, you know.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So and she'd be...
Lovely skin, beautiful little face, but no smile.
Interesting. The U.S. player, we've got two U.S. players doing quite well, Angela Stanford and Jane Park. Angela is kind of, I've read that she's redirected herself and her game to take it more seriously. Have you heard anything about Angela?
Well, what interested me about what she was saying the other day is she's sort of been walking around the Grand Canyon or some from A to B in the Grand Canyon, but she's done some walk and she just looked so well and just much more happy with life, I thought. You know, she really does look absolutely great. And she looks as fit as you need to be to get around this course.
Yes.
And I think, you know, if you've been sort of staring into the Grand Canyon for a bit, you know, a few bunkers that Evian isn't going to disturb you over much. I mean, she's just, you know, she's really enjoying it and she's sort of making back-to-back birdies and just looking really good. So she's too far behind, I think, to come out on top or anything, but she's certainly playing incredibly well.
She's making a good showing. So I get it. You broke up just a little bit, the connection did. So Angela Stanford went on a walkabout through the Grand Canyon. And and you're thinking that in the process, you know, after seeing the Grand Canyon, what's a bunker?
Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
She just looks pretty relaxed.
Yes, she does.
She did put, you know, I noticed that she was crossing herself and missing some footer at some point, and her head went into her hands, and I was slightly surprised at that. Is that, you know, she looked so happy otherwise, but. More because the Koreans don't do that. You know, the Koreans, where they are so good is that they don't get upset. It just doesn't show. They take things in their stride. You know, they've been taught to do that at an early age, you know, not to make a scene, just to carry on regardless. And heavens, they do it well. You know, this girl, Inji Chun, who's in the lead, she had a 7 of the 9. And, you know, she just sort of didn't change her pace. She just walked to. She had to go back and play another ball, and she did it without sort of looking upset or without hurrying. And it was wonderful, you know, sort of she was managing herself so well. It really was impressive.
Yes. And of all of them, Inji seems to be the one that does crack a smile just a little bit. You can see the side of her mouth just go up just a little bit. You know, there's just a little happiness in there, but not too much. And you don't get too happy and you don't get too terribly upset, and you keep it all within, contained. You know, we heard before this event, before the Evian, all the talk was about the player of the year race. It's so close. We have Lydia Ko, Arya Jutanugarn. Brooke Henderson has a chance, but she's far behind. You know, now we've got Brooke Henderson the closest to the top of the leaderboard, and I'm not sure she'll be able to make it up in one 18-hole round to come close to Inji Chun. Arya and Lydia Ko, Arya is tied for 21st, and Lydia is tied for 36th. So can you give us some idea what happened to the top players in the world on the women's tours?
Well, I think what was happening with Lydia today, she was just not, it wasn't like watching Lydia because she was getting into trouble. I followed her for 3 holes and she was in the water at the 5th, and then she was sort of, she took 3 to get down from off the green at the next hole, and at the 7th, I can't remember what she was in there, but it was just a run of trouble, and you never normally see Lydia in a run of trouble. You know, she's just not her consistent self, but it's nothing to worry about. She is so good. Honestly, she's a wonderful golfer to watch.
She's the defending champion, so it's not like she's not comfortable on the golf course.
So comfortable on the golf course, and you know, the fans absolutely love her. You know, they were all pouring after her today, whatever trouble she was in, you know, saying, oh, la la, and she disappeared into a bunker, but wishing all the best for her. But I've noticed you know, they're a very good crowd here. They, you know, they were so impressed with Inji Chan today. You know, they're absolutely loving their goal here.
It's wonderful.
You know, tremendous to watch when you get that side of kind of support.
Now, for Arya Jutanugarn, who's, I believe, won five times, including a major this year, tied for 21st, we saw some of her first round, and it was a bit shocking. Is her knee giving her a hard time going up and down these mountainsides?
Well, she hasn't actually come out and said, I think Judy Rankin was suggesting on television that, you know, these hills are troubling them quite a bit, because I've seen... Who was it? Brittany Linsencombe, who was bandaged up or
yes.
had these tapes on. And I think, you know, there's no doubt about it. If you're carrying a tiny bit extra weight or something, you are going to feel it, because these are real hills. They're not just sand dunes or anything. You know, it's hard work.
Yeah, I
so,
was thinking...
Also...
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say with Jutanugarn, you know, she's not using her driver at the moment. She's only going with a three wood, and I know she said she doesn't need a driver, but I'm wondering about that. I spoke to Laura Davis about that the other day. I said, when you were 20, could you resist using your driver? And she said, no, I couldn't, and I can't believe how she can be so disciplined. I know she doesn't need it, but it struck Laura as strange that the girl said to just tear into her drives because she can hit them so much and so splendidly past the rest.
Yes, so amazing. Her drives are, what is it, over 320 yards?
Well, I think they can, but they're not going to be that here because of the, you know, you're not
yes.
getting any bounce.
Yes, no bounce at all. and the uphill doesn't help it. All right, let's go to Michelle Wee. And Michelle Wee made the cut,
yes.
right? And she scored 73 yes. and a 70, and then she had a 76.
That's right, but the 70 will have given her a lot of heart. You know, I know she's not had it, you know, she's really been struggling and finding it a struggle, but she, you know, she's done it. I so admire Michelle Wee, and I think, it, you know, people sort of look at it of how she's struggling instead of how, well, what a success story she is. I mean, if you've got, somebody's got a degree from Stanford and they've won a U.S. Open, my goodness, most people wouldn't want to, you know, care if they never hit another shot. She keeps trying, you know, she wants to, you know, she can't bear not doing well. So all credit to her for the way she plows on. And it can't be any fun being Michelle Wee and having had all those expectations heaped on her at an early age and not at the moment be sort of living up to them. That's how she feels.
I, you know, and everybody, certainly I speak for the people of Hawaii. We always wanted to be, we wanted her to be our gal on the pedestal, the one that we could count on. Our Tiger Woods was Michelle Wee, and she was going to do it, and we just knew it, and we were, you know, it was just this love affair. How could it not be? And then she captured the national attention, some of it not so good, but mostly all eyes on Michelle, even when she's not playing well. That's just looking at Michelle. And the way she carries herself and her style, she has all of these things going for her. So I'm going straight to the gold shoes. What's up with the gold shoes?
Oh, they're beautiful gold shoes. I mean, I was trying to visualize some of the ladies in some of the clubs in Scotland going around in gold boots. And, you know, I don't think you're going to see it catch on everywhere. But she looks magnificent in her gold boots and, you know, what a lot she's done for golf and, you know, the style of the game. I mean, if anything is going to attract young kids into golf, it's seeing things like that. You know, gosh, can I dress like that on a golf course?
Exactly.
And, you know, I think it's a laugh and it's wonderful. You know, it's sort of a lovely humorous touch and she does look absolutely great.
Louine Mayer, Global Golf Post, European correspondent. It's always a pleasure talking with you. What are your plans for the fall?
Well, I'll go up to the Dunhill Championship for a couple of days. I'm going to Dubai for the end of the men's scene in Europe. And I'm also going to the HSBC Champions in China.
Wow. Okay. Well, I certainly hope we can catch up and when you're in Dubai. I also have a number that you can call if you can. It'll be about 9 o'clock at night, but I always like talking with you. Alouine Mayer, Global Golf Post. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Daniel. Lovely to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to come back and we're going to go to Ka'anapali. But first, we're going to take a moment. I have to get this. Where is my list? Here we go. The legal ID is coming up now. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU FM, Honolulu, KGU AM, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futuristone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futuristone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futuristone. 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futuristone. Only the best.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Take the red carpet elevator 36 stories straight to the sky to the signature prime steak and seafood atop the Ala Moana Hotel. Kama'aina specials nightly, like three-course meal with salad, entree of miso butterfish or 16-ounce prime ribeye, truffle mashed potatoes, and dessert, all for only $56.95. Live pianist and happy hour nightly with bar food discounts to half off. And there are three rooms for private parties for 8 to 45 guests. For reservations, call 949-3636. The signature, prime steak and seafood.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Well, I'm so hopeful that Suti Nittikorn will call in. He's a PGA, of course, a Professional Golf Association member, and it takes a lot to become one. He's the golf head golf professional at Ka'anapali Golf Courses, the Royal Course, which is a Robert Trent Jones senior, the original Robert Trent Jones. It's a beautiful golf course. If you ever get a chance to play it, you should go play it. It's at Ka'anapali. It used to be called the North Course. Now it's the Royal Course. And Nittikorn has been there for the Ka'anapali Championskins. I had a blast during the Championskins. Start on the Big Island and then move to Maui, to Ka'anapali. And they played the South Course. It was very, very relaxed. And that was one of those days when all of the guys were together, and I was able to go into the media center, which included the center where not only the media, but everybody, Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson, Gary Player, everybody was there. I mean, I bumped into Gary Player on the banquet line. We were getting breakfast or lunch or something, and yes, he does eat very healthy. And yes, he's solid. I mean, when you bump into Gary Player, it's like, bong. You know, it's a hard body. And watching Tom Watson and Jack Nicklaus, they were paired together, and they had to strategize. We were sitting in the media. There were some of us that hadn't left the center, and they kept on talking about their strategy. And then they kind of looked up at us and went, oh, you're still here? So we heard it all, and listening to them talk together was absolutely magnificent. So Suti Nittikorn has been there, done that, even for, he was there when they had the Big Break Ka'anapali Golf Channel's Big Break Ka'anapali, and he was the caddy for one of the finalists. Welcome to the show, Suti.
Thank you, Danielle. How are you today?
Excellent. Absolutely fabulous. It's a wonderful day. You've got a long day ahead of you, don't you?
Yeah, we've got things going on here at Ka'anapali, always exciting, and today some great causes to play for.
The Folds of Honor, The Folds of Honor, all month long, it's been Patriot Golf Month in Hawaii. Patriot Golf Day happens Labor Day on the mainland, and it started off in 07 when people were just asked to give another dollar when they paid their green fee. Just add another dollar. And that $1 became millions of dollars that's used to give scholarships to the families of those killed or maimed in action or in service to the country. And a lot of times in families that are, you know, military families, the breadwinner is the service person. And oftentimes, you know, the man gives up his job. If his wife goes into combat, he stays home with the kids. So if something happens to her, then he wants to be trained. Maybe he is trained, but he needs to get retrained for something that will better suit him at that time in his life. And that's what those scholarships are for. They're for the children of those left behind. So the children don't lose out on the opportunity to have the education that would give them the best life that they can have. And that's what Folds of Honor is all about. And that's what Patriot Golf Day, and in Hawaii, it's Patriot Golf Month. So Suti Nitikorn, head golf professional at Ka'anapali, is going to be on what par three?
So we're going to be on hole 17 today and just doing a fun little challenge to raise more funds for the Folds of Honor. It's going to be a Beat the Pro challenge. So anybody who comes and plays on the Royal Course today, once you roll up on hole number 17, myself will be there, and I'll be there for a personal challenge, and it'll be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So I have to get closer to the pin than you to win?
Yeah. But don't worry. That's just the fun part of the challenge. And, you know, it can't be easy.
No, it can't be easy. No. I would say, and so when you come up on Suti Nitikorn, he's going to say, "Hi, I'm here. This is the par three challenge. We're raising money for Folds of Honor. Give me your $10. Thank you very much." Now you're going to get closest to the pin. And if you do get closer to the pin, what do they win?
Well, we've got some great prizes. You guys, so there's a raffle for a very beautiful staff bag that was provided by Titleist, has the Folds of Honor logo on there, and just it helps commemorate the day. And then we have a number of other things, that, you know, big discounts into the golf shop, some giveaways that we'll be giving, you know, and so it's just a number of things that you're going to be involved in, you know, once you donate to the fund.
That's awesome. That's Ka'anapali Golf Course, the Royal Course. That's the Robert Trent Jones course, senior. And
yeah,
you'll see Suti Nitikorn right there. He'll teach you a thing or two.
Absolutely.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And you can always take a lesson. He's the head golf professional there. Suti, I hope you join me sometime. We can talk about all the things that you do, including your philosophy, which seems to be a lot like Arnold Palmer's. Find your swing. And Arnold Palmer,
yeah.
We've all got our own. Find your swing. You've got one that's yours alone, and that's what Suti will help you find. And he's also the swing coach for Maui's Lahaina Luna High School golf team and coach of the Ka'anapali Ladies League. They meet once a month. You should get in touch with Ka'anapali Golf. Thanks so much for being on the show.
You're great, Danielle. Thanks so much for having us.
Aloha. We're going to come back, and we're going to discover uneven lie success. You know, we're talking about that golf course that's hurting the knees of so many on at Evian Le Bon, where their Evian Championship is being played right now. Well, maybe not now, because it's like 8 o'clock almost. It's 8:08 at night, and they're taking the night off, probably going to some fabulous restaurant for dinner. So that's what's happening at Evian. And Claude Brousseau, the PGA Master Professional from Ko'olina, he's in France right now, and he's going to call in. I won't be able to set the stage for you the way I did for Louine Mayer with the Alps and, Lake Geneva, we're all coming together in the beautiful town and everything, because I don't know which part of France he's in. He could be in Paris. In which case, think of the Versailles. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Hey!
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii, 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
Liliha Bakery is Hawaii's best. It's the home of Cocoa Puffs. Get breakfast, lunch, or dinner at both great locations, and breakfast is always available all day. After all, it's a Liliha Bakery tradition. Award-winning hotcakes, omelets beyond compare, and everyone's favorite melt-in-your-mouth butter rolls. Ooh. And at Nimitz, don't forget hearty, fall-off-the-bone tasty oxtail soup and prime rib, too. Bring the whole gang. Get reservations for 20 or more every day. There's ample parking in the entire lot. The holidays are here. Pick up those holiday treats. Come on. Get to a Liliha Bakery now.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
You know, if you've got a question for Claude Brousseau and you just want to, you know, see, write to him, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. There. Just ask a question. Claude Brousseau, PGA Master Professional, U.S. and France. Welcome back in the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle. Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Now, okay, so I said I didn't know where you are. Where are you?
In fact, I'm at Le Vaudreuil. So that's a very nice countryside, 1 hour northwest of Paris in Normandy.
Wow.
Because when I'm in France, that's where I run a short game school.
So you have a school in France too. You cut out just for a second. You have a short game school?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. So in 2009, I created here at the Golf PGA France Le Vaudreuil. So in 2009, I created the first short game golf school in the country.
Wow. Excellent. And that's exactly what we want to talk about. Sort of.
Good.
Yeah. The short game and uneven lies. Because that's one of the things that they were talking about while I was watching. And of course, in 2D with television is, you don't really get a sense of just how uneven the lie is on television while you're watching the women play Evian Championship. It starts our time, like tonight at 8 o'clock on Golf Channel, and goes all the way into the wee morning hours. So you'll be able to see this final round and see what they're doing and how they're playing it. And Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, is going to help us figure out how to master these uneven lies. You want to take it away, Claude?
Yes. I was watching, I think everybody saw it, was the young Taiwan player, Ju Ta Nurgan, missing a shot, kind of topping the ball. It makes the amateur golfer feel better when they see the pro doing that. So let's go over the situation she was in. That was I was at the Evian, in fact, in 2014 And you're right, on TV, you don't appreciate how severe some of the lies that those ladies are facing over there. So, but let's go over uneven lie where the ball is below your feet. So the first thing you need to realize that the ball will fly in the air in the same direction that is the slope. So that means in her case, she had the ball below the feet, so the ball will go from left to right. If you're not sure and you don't know how to remember, just there's a couple of ways you can go about it. If you were dropping a glass of water, which way the water would run in the slope, the ball will fly the same way in the air. Or if you imagine you were dropping a ball, of course it will roll in the side of the slope. In this case, it was a left to right. So in this case, what you need to do, because it will be a slice shape of shot, you need to take more club for the same distance. What I mean by that is, if you think you need a 7 iron, let's say, you better to take a 6, or maybe if the slope is more severe, a 5 to carry the same distance. So now what you need to do is you need to adjust aiming, depending on how severe is the slope, you need to aim, in this case, more to the left. The more severe the slope, and so the more you have to adjust for aiming. Then in your setup, you have, because the ball is below your feet, so you need to lower your center of gravity to make sure you get the ball. So what you need to do is, in your setup, you squat down a little bit more. And then you make sure that you grip the club at the total end of the grip, the longer end of the club, to make sure. And then the last adjustment you need to make, and in your swing pad, because the ball is lower, you need a swing pad that is a little bit more steep. Make sure you get the ball first. And with that, I mean, you get ready good. What I suggest you do is you do a practice swing away from the ball, make sure, because you don't want to move the ball, but in a very similar situation. So when doing that, you just increase the probability of making a better contact, and you have to accept that, especially on the top of it, she was in the rough, it make it even harder. But in a difficult situation, the golfer have to accept that the outcome is more compromised, and you have to be a little bit more giving you some forgiveness with the shot if you don't do a perfect shot.
That's perfectly said. You have to forgive yourself if you don't come out of that spot like she didn't. She went maybe 2 feet a little bit ahead, you know, it was sad. Mm-hmm. And then, as you said about the rough that Arya Chutanagarn was in, it looked like sticky Bermuda grass.
Yes.
So
yes,
in that kind of grass, you have to hit a little bit harder. So it adds another element, not too hard, but how do you do that?
Yeah. So sometimes what you have to do is kind of accept, especially for your listener that are what I call the recreational golfer. So maybe you have to be smart in your strategy, and instead of trying an impossible shot, especially if you have not practiced it, just you have to be smart in the strategy and say, okay, I'm better to just place the ball back in the fairway for next shot. So this way it costs you only one, not too many. Because if you whiff it, you go over the ball, you do an air shot, now you start to have too many stroke on your card. So to answer your question, when the rough is thicker, I suggest, the idea is we want to make contact with the ball first all the time. So what I suggest in that case, if it's really bad rough, you just need to take a pitching wedge and place it back in play, get the ball back in your stance, get a little bit steeper swing on it, and make your par with your short game, or you have to accept on that hole that you will make a bogey, or you want to avoid big numbers.
Yes.
That's the smart thing to do.
Yes, so sometimes going sideways is better for you than trying to go forward, And Aria was trying to go forward still to the pin, where we just should just, say, okay, fine, I'll go back into the fairway, go sideways, and that's what I mean by sideways, go over and get to the fairway and then go up to the pin from there in a shot that is not so thick and won't add another element. Because in the first place, when you're dealing with uneven lies, your balance is another critical part. You're off balance.
Exactly, Danielle. So you need to, again, adjust for that in your setup. So that's why, let's say, with the ball below your feet, if you lower your center of gravity, and you could make your stand a little bit wider just to make sure that you're in balance. Balance is a critical element in any golf swing. But it's more challenging when you're in uneven lie.
Yeah, and when you talked about being, having to go down, squat down a little bit further and hold your, it's all of it is uncomfortable. So you really do have to give yourself a little bit of a break, especially when you're walking up and down a slope. I was thinking of Plantation Course. You were at Kapalua, at the Kapalua Golf Academy for years. So you know.
Yes, I was. I was there for 10 years almost 10 years at Kapalua Golf Academy, and I played the Plantation. I felt so privileged because at the end of the day, around I will say 4 o'clock, I will go and play a few holes. And yes, over there is you practice your uneven lie. That's for sure. Let's say if we give an example now. Let's imagine that ball is above your feet. If the ball is above your feet, okay, if you're a right-handed player, the ball will fly from right to left. So you also need to make some adjustment. And like you said, I will point that out, you have to commit even if you don't feel comfortable, because it's not comfortable. You're fighting for your balance. You say, wow, I need to aim. In this case, let's say the ball is above your feet. The ball will fly from right to left, so you need to aim more right. What you need to do this time, it's because the ball is closer to you, you need to choke on the grip, or get your hands lower on the grip. Because if you don't, you will hit the ground first. Then what you need to do is stand a little bit more up, taller over the ball. And then on the swing pad, you need to have a flatter, we call that, or more horizontal swing pad to make sure you just sweep into the slope. But what I would like to add, Danielle, is interestingly, practicing in uneven lie will probably show you what is your weakness in your swing. So let's say somebody is really steep in his swing, or let's say it's a lady and she's coming too steep down. If she practices on a ball above the feet, will help you to correct that flaws in your swing. So it could be a positive way to practice in those situations.
Yes, and that's why playing lessons with Claude Brousseau at Co-Olina is a really good idea, because you put yourself not just on the tee. It's easy to it's not easy to hit off the tee, but relatively speaking, it's easy to be on that even. They don't give you an uneven lie on the tee. You've got the tee box, and it's like, okay, this is the easy part. This is where you get to have everything perfect. From here on out, it's not going to be perfect. It's going to be, play it where it lies. And you only can learn all of this when you actually go on the golf course. And sometimes when a golf course has been aerated on the greens, that's the perfect time. Usually the cost is a little bit less, and you can get on the golf course and you can actually take your time. There may not be as many people playing because the greens are the only thing aerated. And you can actually use the golf course to your benefit. And Claude Brousseau at Co-Olina, Claude for best golf at gmail.com. be the perfect person to take you around. He gave lots of tune-ups to some of the guys over at the Tournament of Champions. They'd stop by, and I always tried to get Claude on the show. I'll be at the Tournament of Champions in January during the show live there. I was always there. Claude never had time to be on the show for 10 years because he was always giving somebody that was in the field or somebody who was in the pro-am, they all needed a tune-up. That must have been fun.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. The tournament is always fun. We have the, like you said, I've been in at Kapalua for many years, and it's fun during the pro-am. You help the people who participate in it, and the good thing about the tournament in all the states in Hawaii, like we have the ladies at Ko'olina.
Yes,
you can get really close to the player because there is. If we compare to tournaments on the mainland, I mean, there is maybe 50,000 people in one day. We don't have that for the entire week in Hawaii. But I would encourage everybody to go at the tournament because you really can see how the best in the world are doing. In helping people during the tournament, it's exciting. We had a lot of celebrity coming during the tournament. So I would encourage people to go because you will see how the best in the world are doing it. There are in our backyard every year. Everybody wants to come to Hawaii to play golf, including the pros, because it's the best place in the world to play golf.
And we'll see them at Ko'olina coming up in just a couple of months. It's already time for our Aloha season of golf to start. And the LPGA at Ko'olina is always special. When are you coming back?
I'm coming back. I'm flying out on October 1st. So I'd be ready to give advice at Ko'olina, the Golf Channel Academy in the state of Hawaii, starting on October 3rd.
Thank you so much.
I'm looking forward to be back home and helping the people to have fun with this great game.
Wonderful. And claude4bestgolf@gmail.com is his email address. You may have questions.
Yes, I would just say, Danielle, if you allow me. So, yes, it's Claude with the number 4.
Yes.
Claude, number 4, bestgolf@gmail.com. That's correct. If they have questions, they can email me or call me. That'd be awesome to help them.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being on the show and for helping us with uneven lies. Those are the ones that really need to, you need to get out and practice them. And if you're not good, don't worry about it. Just get back in the fairway and just move on. Or if you get frustrated, pick up the ball and drop it in the fairway, okay? There's no rules official following you. If you're not in competition, that's fine. Aloha, Claude. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. And from France, bonsoir, les amis.
Bonsoir. Thank you for making the golf club possible. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, providing lasting security and safety for your business. Raynor Doors. By the way, they have a super special going on. That's August, continuing this month. Every residential door on sale, anywhere from $100 to as much as $800 off on the most popular Style View doors with the aluminum frames and custom safety glass. That's Raynor Doors. Lidiha Bakery, they've got the Poi Mochi Donut. You've got to try the Poi Mochi Donut. And what's really cool about the Poi Mochi Donut, it's like little pearls all next to each other making up the donut. So you can eat pieces of it and never feel like you're having an entire donut. And then there's more waiting for you. Yeah, that's for the ladies. Poi Pu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf 10 years. It's an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. It's the Poi Pu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home or townhouse, Call Creative Plumbing, the signature steak and seafood restaurant. Beautiful, beautiful steaks. Love it. Love the furikake seared ahi and the wine selection, both by the bottle and the glass, superior. That's the seafood steak, and that is the signature steak and seafood restaurant on the 36th floor at the Ala Moana Hotel with valet parking. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.